This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 7th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Late last evening, CNN reported the capture and arrest of Yavuz Burk, a Turkish-born Canadian citizen who officials say took a Cessna 172 from the flight line at Confederation College in Thunder Bay, Ontario, flew across the U.S. border without contacting ATC, attracted a dual F-16 escort, and failed to answer 15 hails on the radio. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security reports that after a flight of several hours, which at one point triggered the evacuation of the Wisconsin state capital at Madison, Burk landed the plane on a highway near Elsinore, Missouri. You can get the latest updates on the case at aero-news.net. The defense industry has been on pins and needles waiting for word, and yesterday the word came. Saying he would have made the same decisions regardless of the economy, Defense Secretary Robert Gates recommended halting further funding for production of the F-22A Raptor and ending development of the controversial VH-71 presidential helicopter replacement. The Associated Press reports Gates termed the $534 billion defense budget a fundamental overhaul in how the Pentagon goes about procuring new weapons systems and a shift in strategy from conventional warfare to insurgent conflicts like Iraq and Afghanistan. President Obama's nominee to become the Pentagon's next acquisition chief was stalled last week by two Alabama senators who threatened to hold up the confirmation of Ashton Carter until Defense Secretary Robert Gates meets their demands for what they call an open and transparent bidding process for a new Air Force aerial tanker. Defense News reports Alabama Senators Richard Shelby and Jeff Sessions wrote separate letters demanding a fair and competitive bidding process when KCX's rebid for the third time. They also noted such a competition would seemingly favor the KC-30 proposed by Northrop Grumman and Eads, saying it represents the best value for the U.S. Air Force. Coincidentally, a plant in Alabama would get some of the assembly work. The letters may have little effect on the timing of Carter's confirmation. Congress is in recess till April 20th. Airshow pilot and vintage aircraft enthusiast Robert Baranaskis was lost while practicing for an upcoming airshow over the Atlantic Ocean off Fire Island, New York, Sunday afternoon. Newsday reports the 61-year-old pilot departed Brookhaven Calabro Airport in his vintage Curtiss P-40 Warhawk shortly after 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon to practice over the Atlantic just offshore from Smith Point County Park. An apparent stall spin led to the plane crashing into the ocean about 300 yards offshore. The pilot's son, 28-year-old Chris Baranaskis, was on the beach and witnessed the fatal crash. As of our deadline, debris had been recovered, but no body. Former Garuda Indonesia pilot Marwoto Komar says he'll appeal a guilty verdict handed down by an Indonesian court on charges of criminal negligence in the notorious crash landing of a 737 at Yogyakarta in March of 2007. Investigators have testified that cockpit recordings reveal Komar was singing rather than observing sterile cockpit rules as he descended from 10,000 feet. They also say he ignored 15 automated warnings and several from his co-pilot that he was way too fast on approach. The plane skidded off the runway and into a rice paddy and burst into flames, resulting in 21 passenger deaths. AFP News reports Komar wore his uniform to court to hear his 2-year prison sentence announced, despite being forced from his job about a year ago. He still blames defective flaps for the crash. Investigators say they were working fine. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NASA waits anxiously for a new leader. March airline passenger counts are flat to down. And it's a rough time to be a union negotiator. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, NBAA President Ed Bolin responds to pro-user fee comments made by the Reason Foundation's Bob Poole in last Wednesday's special feature. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.